Welcome back to Hollywood Bets Hit the Target podcast, PSL edition. I'm your standing host, Joshua Gaylord. But I have two guys in the studio with me that know everything Mzansi. Panele Pikwa, how are you?
I'm good, Josh. I mean, I don't think we've had a podcast together. I think this is the first one. So
probably.
Good to be with you. I'm on the show. Good to discuss all things PSL. I'm good. Hope everyone at home is good. On a supporting perspective, I'm not so good, but on a health wise, I'm good.
I mean, speaking of supporting perspectives, we have someone else in the podcast who is always good. It's Pro Pilani.
Yeah, thanks, man. Greetings to you. Greetings to Ubanele and everyone listening to the podcast. Feels good to be back.
Yeah, this weekend we're taking a break from DStv Premiership. Turning our eyes to the MTN 8. It's not before the season. It's just starting. So the teams seem to be showing us what they have. How are you feeling for the MTN 8?
Sure. That's actually a weird one, to ask me like how I'm feeling, Josh, because this morning I had a phone call from, Omunyu Babanje, like a very old guy. He's a diehard Chiefs supporter. You know, he always phones me and we have those few Kaizer Chiefs discussions. So he's asking me, he's like, hey, Mfanumlan, what should happen this weekend? Should we just lose and save ourselves from embarrassment of getting a two-legged semi-final potentially against the Sundowns or Pirates or Cape Town City? Because by the looks of things right now, Chiefs don't stand a chance against the top teams. If you look at it, they've faced last season's top three, which is Sundowns, Cape Town City and Royal AM, and they've lost all games, didn't score a goal, conceded 7 in the process, you know. So I understand why the old man was feeling like that. It's a bit of a weird one for them. You know, you beat Stellenbosch, you go on to face a potential top team in the semifinals over two legs, which is a steep, steep hurdle. So yeah, it's an interesting one, but you look at Sundowns also. I mean, they're buzzing. They're looking to defend their crown. We saw the new 50 whatever million player everyone was talking about too. Marcelo Allende, I think is a top player. Like Abubakar Nasir came on second half and scored a goal. But this time, Yena is got on debut. So it'll be an interesting MTN 8. I think it's a good thing that it's played during the season, not before, because now teams have gelled. And if you want to have the best for a prize of 8 million, then let the teams play when everyone has gelled after 5-6 games, you know. So I think it was a good idea to play it now.
I mean, first this weekend, Cape Town City host the team who came out of the blocks kind of hot. And lost the KZN derby in the midweek. Cape Town City versus AmaZulu Pro.
Same fixture last season. Cape Town City won 2-1. I think this is AmaZulu's perfect opportunity to avenge that loss. Remember also AmaZulu in the league last season. If I remember correctly, they beat Cape Town City 5-1. So back again in Cape Town, and I just hope that you know, in the interest of KZN football, AmaZulu do better. I know that Coach Brakis has been doing fairly well in the league, and you look at Coach Eric Tinkler as well. I think he was under pressure before the Chiefs game. I don't think that a lot of people gave him a chance, even against Chiefs, purely because of the way that they've started the season. But you know, sometimes you'll find that I don't want to say that weak one, but I would just say you'll find that one that is critical but stable, same like you. But in a different world, I think when Tinkler faced Chiefs, he found someone who was equally in trouble, just like them, and they did well. They did well, and it's good that Cape Town City now they've got their confidence back, they've got their groove back, and hopefully Manyama will join the team soon, because from what I've heard, he's been training alone. But it's gonna be an interesting game. I hope it doesn't drag us to penalties, because I know that we really need teams to win in the 90 minutes. So this time around, I think AmaZulu will do KZN proud.
I mean, Cape Town City, they have a host of competition this season. They finally get a big win in front of a big packed out stadium. How do you see them go against AmaZulu this weekend?
I think it's a bit of a weird one, like Upro said. I mean, Cape Town City loves this competition. They're always a team that's always there or thereabout. I mean, the MTN 8, if you look at the past seasons as well, you know. So they love this competition. Even last year, they had a massive opportunity to win it, missing penalties that if they had scored, they would have won the cup, you know. So, yeah, they are generally a team that loves them. I don't think anyone We didn't misjudge Cape Town City. I mean, if you look at how they played against Sundowns, yes, they've lost, but they lost the game, but they were absolutely fantastic to watch. You know, you look at how they've played in the league as well. It was just an element of luck there and there. And, coming into the Chiefs game, we all knew that Cape Town City for me were the favorites. Chiefs played most of the parts with 10 men. They don't have depth. And 2 days later, you have to play against a Cape Town City in Cape Town. You know, it was obviously going to be difficult, but no excuses. They deserve the win. Coming into this game also, the confidence is there. I like what is happening at AmaZulu, and I'm sensing some bit of confidence also even from coach Brendan Troute. I mean, after losing to Arrows also,
Some interesting comments
that you can't win the league if you still lose to a team like Golden Arrows at home, you know. So you could see the confidence. He raised his team. I think also he's got a good team, good personnel. Mabuliso has joined, you know. They've got Abo Rama, they've got Abo Mhango, experienced players, and they've got a bit of a mix, you know, from the players that were there during the time, Yabo Benny McCarthy. So I think it'll be an interesting game. I know Pro doesn't want penalties, but for me, I think this game is written penalties all over it. I do foresee a draw.
It was also an interesting decision for him to bench Keegan Buchanan.
Mm. Yeah.
I think at the back of his mind, he was thinking about the Cape Town City game. Because I remember when AmaZulu and Cape Town City played in Cape Town last season in the league, all the set pieces that AmaZulu had, they were taken by Keegan Buchanan. And unfortunately, in that match, he had no one to aim for. Currently, AmaZulu are playing with the front three. It could be Kwem, Tuli, and Mango, but whoever is there, at least now we've got a focal point with these set pieces. And Cape Town City have never missed an MTN 8 ever since they were established. So when you look at those kind of things and look kind of vibes and you think about the Keegan Buchanan factor, you can see that AmaZulu are going somewhere. They are the stronger side. Hence, I'm feeling that it won't go to penalties.
Well, Cape Town City have never missed MTN 8. But next up on Saturday night, we've got the most prolific in the tournament. Orlando Pirates, as well as a favorite, some would say, for the league, coming up against Royal AM this weekend.
It sounds like you're saying Royal AM are the favorites for the league.
Yeah, but Kevin Hunt did say that Pirates should challenge Sundowns for the league. So I think he's referring to Pirates as the favorites.
Well, the reality is that amongst all of us that are not in the Sundowns camp, I think we're just desperate to see somebody challenging. I mean, we're tired of seeing one team walking in the league season after season. We want to see a competitive league, you know. So, yeah, what Sundowns have done has been incredible. They've turned this league into, you know, I don't know, there's a time where Coach Peter said, yeah, for the first time he saw Chiefs and Pirates fans united, and he saw that Mamelodi Sundowns are a problem in this country. I think now they are a bigger problem, and that's why everyone is like, okay, we're just trying to find a team that we can motivate and say, at least give them a challenge, you know. So right now, Pirates look like the other team that can do that, because they've been able to grind out points with Pirates. I mean, if you're watching them, they've only scored 4 goals. They haven't really got off the mark as yet, but they're top of the table. So for me, those are signs that, okay, you haven't played well, but you're already top of the table, you know, after 6 games. Mm. It's still early days, but it's signs that you are able to grind results. We then starting to think, what will happen when you start to hit the ground running? What will happen when your players like your Evangars, I'm not sure if it will happen, but if Evangar or Evidence Makhopa, they start buzzing and start linking up with the Loaches and things like that. So that's why we're hoping for them. But that doesn't warrant favorite tags. I think Sundowns are still well and truly overwhelming favorites for all the trophies this season. About the CAF Champions League, I think they may be slight favorites, but not overwhelming. But all the domestic trophies, Sundowns for me, overwhelming favorites. But yeah, back into the game, I think Pirates showed showed class in the game they played against the Royal AM. I know a lot of people, including Upro and Teko Matisse last week, they weren't impressed with how Pirates played. They weren't impressed with the game. It wasn't the best of games. I'm in agreement with that. But Pirates are a team that are capable of winning this game. That was the first win against the Royal AM. They've broken the duck. Last season, they let go of a 2-0 lead. So they are a team that are capable of beating Royal AM, and I do foresee them winning this one and going to the semifinals.
I mean, Royal AM seem to know how to play at Chatswood Stadium. Most teams come there. They do struggle on occasion.
Okay, chance.
Yeah, but I think Cape Town City and Royal AM, they've got CAF competitions at the back of their minds. Mm. And I've watched Royal AM. They've been consistently changing their team. They will have Makupu as a 9. They will have De Jong. They, in the other game, they had Stoffels. Their last game, they had another striker, Motibang Sira, who scored. And they are a team that is trying to find new combinations. So for me, I don't really think that Royal M will be much interested in the MTN 8 tournament. I think for them is to do well in the CAF Champions League. Hence, they invited Coach Peter for that masterclass, because their focus, I think, from as an outsider, I think their focus is the CAF Confederations Cup. So I don't know whether they will allow Paris to beat them twice in the space of 2 weeks, but I'm just hoping that they will do justice to themselves as well, because they will need legs in the league. They will need legs in the CAF competition. So maybe, just maybe, they might allow Orlando Pirates to take this one.
Well, that's Saturday done and dusted. Sunday, Stellenbosch. Kaizer Chiefs head back to the Western Cape after having a decent fixture. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this one. I mean, Stellenbosch didn't look at anything as what I would see them when they face Sundowns. But now they face Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah, we can't judge Stellenbosch on the one game against the Sundowns. I think they were off. That was the first defeat of the season. We have to mention that, you know. They're a team that have played well this season. We all thought, okay, they've lost Abo Quinica, they've lost Abo Dupriez, they'll be slacking there and there, they'll start slow. You know, many of us expected that, but we've seen how Abo Mendieta have taken things. We've seen how they've been scoring in and out, you know, drawing against the Cape Town City, coming back, drawing against Pirates. For me, that showed that they are a team that doesn't go down without a fight. So, yeah, again, I mean, that Danny Craven Stadium, I don't think a lot of teams will love going there. It's very, very small, and we saw how Chiefs struggled at Chatswood against Royal AM. They don't like those small grounds, because their game relies on the pace, you know. So if the ground is small, everything gets compact and congested and clustered, and then it becomes difficult for your players like Sekgota to play, for players like your Dollies and things like that. So it favors, everything favors me, Stellenbosch at the moment. And Kaizer Chiefs, you've got an Atazwane who's not sure of who to play, especially at the back, you know. Uvuma considered 4 goals, 1 keeper. He's the type of player where, I'm a type of coach that if you make a mistake, we're keeper. If you make a mistake, and there's a pattern. He did that with Unjabulo Ngobo last season against the Royal AM. He did the same thing with Unjabulo Blom against Sundowns Ungeza. You know, so it then leaves you question marks. Is it every time that a Chiefs player makes a mistake, is Akisho? Will the players go into the field and be able to express themselves like how other coaches always say, would get a ground in, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are part of the game, but in this one, when's a mistake, we are Kisha, you know? So, we're not even sure if Uzobuya no Peterson in this game, or maybe he'll bring back a Kune or a Vuma, but I do suspect a goalkeeping change. So there's a lot of uncertainties with Uzwane. There's a lot of chopping and changing. Today he comes with a back three. Tomorrow he's changing. Today is defensive. Tomorrow is not. So it'll be interesting to see the lineup. And yeah, Dupriez and Yusuf Mart, they won't be there.
Big losses too,
especially Yusuf Mart.
I mean, Stuart Baxter got the trophy back in, I think it was 2015, maybe?
2014. Yeah.
And Banele, early in the podcast, he mentioned, should we rather go out now, or should maybe Arthurs want a push to get this MTN trophy?
it's a difficult one, but I think Coach Arthurs want to need positive results. He needs something to to get the fans behind him. I know that he's got the backing of the management, but he needs the full backing of the fans, because the fans are divided when Arthurzon is concerned as a coach. And whether they will do well in Cape Town or not, I don't know. But what I can tell you is that in the last 5 games against Stellenbosch, they've never won. I think they've lost 2 and drawn 3. So we are going to face a team that that also comes from a defeat, a very heavy defeat, where they were outplayed, outsmarted and outclassed. You were also outplayed, outsmarted and outclassed in Cape Town. So these are two teams that will be licking wounds, and whichever recovers first from the loss, I think is the one that is going to take it. And in this case, I want to see the Kaizer Chiefs fans going to the stadium, not to boo players, but to encourage the team, because they need those players. The moment you start booing and booing certain individuals in the team, you discourage the whole team. Because if it's not Ngezana today, tomorrow it's somebody else. So I think it also plays in the players' minds to say that if it can happen to one of the best players, if it can happen to Billiard, if it can happen to Dolly, it can happen to anyone in the team. And these are the same players that they need. They will need Mdu Shabalala. They will need a Sabelo Khatebe one day. They will need a Bruce. So if you're booing the senior players in the team, what do you expect the youngsters to do? So for me, I just want to plead with the fans as well to go to the Danny Craven Stadium and really back the team, because we need a strong Kaizer Chiefs in this league. And once we have a strong Kaizer Chiefs in this league, you saw how it was in the stadium when Kaizer Chiefs was in Durban. The stadium was packed. Mm. You saw how the stadium was in Cape Town against Cape Town City. It was packed because the fans are positive about the team. So we need the fans to continue being positive about the individuals now in the team, about the players, about Coach Arthurzon as well. Because the more they are positive about the team, the more the league becomes more exciting and interesting. The more people look forward to go to the stadium. We saw how it was like when Kaizer Chiefs were losing last season, and the fans were not interested in the games. But I'm just hoping that the fans in Cape Town will come out in numbers and they will support the team. But on this one, you know, as much as I know I've said a lot of things positive about Chiefs, but
have you?
It would be nice to see Kaizer Chiefs win this one.
Well, Kaizer Chiefs.
But, bro, let's say you are an Arthurzon fan and you wish him well, like you are.
Mm.
So would you want him to go and face a Sundowns maybe over 2 legs at the state they are in now?
You cannot run away from competition. If you don't face Sundowns in the semis, you can find them in the final, and Sundowns might be beaten. I mean, they don't have the bet right to play in the cup final. Yes, they are defending champion of this cup, but it's not guaranteed that they will beat SuperSport.
It is.
There are no guarantees in football.
I know, bro, you can't run away from competition, but if you're still building, I mean, my point is, if you're still building, you rather not face like the teams now, ubathole kahle sohlangene, because the more ulibe ludliwa like 4-0, 3-0 by these teams, it makes the fans turn their backs on you, they lose the trust, even now where you then get confused if you're Arthurzon in this case, you know what I mean?
Arthurzon got beaten, I think, 3 matches in a row last season.
Yeah, but he wasn't like a coach at the time.
Yeah, but he was the coach at the time. Even if he was a standing coach, but he is, those 3 losses on the trot are on him.
So what I'm trying to say, bro, is that there was nothing to lose, last season.
At Kaizer Chiefs, there's always everything to lose. At Kaizer Chiefs, I mean, there's no football match that you can go to and say, nah, it's okay if I lose this one. Kaizer Chiefs fans, they demand a win.
If you're being technical, it's like that. But if you are given a coaching job with 5 games to go, the reality is that there's nothing to lose, in a sense that there are no big expectations. There's no what, unlike this season, you know. This season, you lose 3 in a row, you will hear the boos, you will hear the what, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, but I'm disagreeing with what you are saying politely, purely because at Kaizer Chiefs, the pressure is always there. We all know that.
Yeah.
It's a given. This is the best team in the land when it comes to fan base.
The
pressure is bigger now. And because Arthurzon is a black coach as well, I think the pressure is more.
Mm.
I mean, you look at Rulani Mokoena at Sundowns, as much as he is in a co-coaching situation, but people will always compare Arthurzon to people who are almost the same age as him.
Mm.
Rulani is young, he's also young. They will compare him to Marumo Kalan's coach. They'll compare him to everybody, and they'll say, look at coaches who are almost at the same age. Look at what they are doing. You can also change the fortune. You've got, I mean, you are coaching one of the biggest team in the land. Go make a difference. And for me, I think that if others want, it doesn't play Pirates, doesn't play Sundowns in the semi-final, one way or another, he can find Cape Town City again. What are we going to do? What are we going to say?
Maserana, no, I was just making Sundowns as an example that at the moment, they're not fit enough to play the top teams. Especially over two legs.
It won't matter. That's what I'm saying. He can meet whoever. And if he's not prepared, he'll be beaten thoroughly. But if he's prepared, if he's mentally okay,
yeah.
if he protects his players from the media and from the criticism of the fans, if he continues to be focused on his job, I mean, he can fluke a 1-0 if it needs be, and he can go through to the final. All I'm saying is, every David needs to meet Goliath at the end of the day.
Yeah. Mm. So no, this is
Arthur's one's opportunity to redeem himself and to continue to advocate for young black coaches in the land. Even if he can lose 10-0, it's fine. As long as he focuses on the job at hand. For me, I'm saying everybody needs to be behind Coach Arthur's one, and Kaizer Chiefs fans need to support him on his quest and challenge to redeem Kaizer Chiefs. By the way, their theme is what? Is it renewing or rebirth or something? This is the perfect time
to grow.
Yeah, talking about supporting Otazwane, there's an interesting supporter who's been trending on Twitter. I think there's some say he goes by the name of Umenbi. You know, he's interesting in a sense that if Chiefs win, he says Otazwane should be there for 6 years. If he lose, he do videos saying Asnga Mosha Niga Logo Otazwane has to be fired. You know, so that's one supporter. When Chiefs come to Durban, we must try target him, and then I guess in Jelagwe podcast and explain to us, like, you know, his views. It would be interesting to share.
Yeah, if Man B is listening, I mean, please.
Yeah, contact us. We'd love to have you on studio.
Well, they are heading to a place where it is windy, so he sways a lot as well. Next up, the defending champions. They've strengthened their squad already, from players across the sea to players across Africa. I mean, to even their current opposition, they've strengthened from them as well. Mamelodi Sundowns take on SuperSport United, 6 p.m.
Yeah, for me, this is the banker of the round. I think it's the banker of the tournament. I mean, if you've watched SuperSport, you can see it's a work in progress. That will talk longer than even a Kaizer Chiefs to come right, you know. So for me, I don't see Sundowns crumbling in this one. I think Sundowns will win. This is a game where you must include in all multiples. Whatever bet you're taking, you must include Sundowns. For me, Take it on a -1 handicap as well. I think value, good game on a Sunday evening to make some money. And yeah, it comes right for most people. Pay weekend, get involved. Sundowns banker of the round. For me, you have to include in all multiples.
Pro, do we have to ask?
This is, I want to say pray for Gavin Hunt, but I just got reminded, Ugoti, Gavin Hunt is the only coach that defeated Sundowns in the last season. Yeah, two seasons back. He's the only coach that defeated Sundowns. So with arguably the worst Chiefs side we have seen in history. But Gavin had made it possible. So you are looking at this young SuperSport United side, and you're thinking about Gavin Hunt as a tactician, and you say, maybe, just maybe, he can surprise South African football lovers and squeeze in a win. I don't know. But football is a funny sport. That's why it was men said it can kill you a real death. So they are playing Sundowns, I think, two games in the space of 5 days, if I'm not mistaken. And what's Gavin Hunt's priority right now? Is it the league or is it the MTN 8? I think the league is his priority. Yes, he's got his first win against Richards Bay, but I think he would want to take his team further up the log, and I think he might just negotiate a 3-0 defeat this time around.
Yeah, for me, banker in everything. Whenever SuperSport and Sundowns meet, be it the league, be it whatever, banker in everything.
Well, those are the thoughts of Banele Pikwa, Pro Pilani. The question this week.
Yeah, does SuperSport have a chance against him, Mamelodi Sundowns? So are you in agreement with us that this is a banker all day of the week? You know, for me, I'm not looking past it. I say banker in everything.
Sunday, 6 p.m. is going to be a nice one.
Until next time, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.